We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. A Norfolk car manufacturer returns with the production of a new model. A pub in the heart of the Golden Triangle has made it into a prestigious national guide. And for the first time, a Norwich retailer celebrates 40 years on the High Street.
A Norfolk car manufacturer is returning to producing vehicles 8 years after going into administration. Zenos Cars was founded at Hethel Engineering Centre in 2012 before moving to a base at Wyndham Business Park. The assets of Zenos Cars were bought for an undisclosed sum by a consortium of investors in 2017, which includes the backers of specialist manufacturer AC Cars Limited. Now they're starting production of a new car as part of their comeback. The new Zenos E10 RZ will start production early next year and is based on the original model of the E10. When approached for comment, a spokesman for Zenos Cars said that a decision on whether the vehicle would be manufactured in Wyndham has not yet been made. Less than 50 cars are expected to be delivered in the first year, and it is expected to cost around £140,000. The workers at Zenos Cars in Wyndham had been made redundant when the company went into administration.
A new nature trail has been opened at the Norfolk Showground to encourage year-round public use of the site, which hopes it would also become a park run venue by next spring. The Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA, said the initiative marked a momentous next step for its vision of opening up the showground's landscape scenery for visitors following the launch of the £3 million Norfolk Food Hall earlier this year. This 3.7-kilometre circular trail around the showground's perimeter includes woodland, ponds, hedgerows and grass meadows. Information boards and signage will guide visitors through the route while highlighting the area's rich biodiversity and heritage. The trail was formally opened by South Norfolk Council Chairman Deborah Sachs after RNAA Managing Director Mark Nicholas told guests that this was the first time the showground has been opened for public use on an everyday basis.
A pub in the heart of the Golden Triangle has made it into a prestigious national guide for the first time. Compiled by Campaign for Real Ale, Camra, the Good Beer Guide lists 4,500 of the best pubs across the UK. The best boozers to visit in 2026 have now been revealed in the 53rd edition of the guide. Hop Rocket in Unthank Road, which opened in February 2024, is the only new addition in Norwich. The couple behind the Brewery Tap in Lawson Road, Laura Headley White, 41, and Mark White, 42, are behind the hit pub. Hop Rocket specialises in craft beer with 8 real ale lines, 12 keg lines, and takeaway cans and pints. There are 27 new entries in the Good Beer Guide from across Norfolk, including the Red Lion in Coltishall, the Bob Carter Centre in Drayton, and the Porter's Arms in Aylsham. Across Norfolk, 105 pubs have made the new guide, which is available to buy now.
Developers planning to convert one of the city's landmark buildings into dozens of homes and hundreds of student flats have cleared a major hurdle. Hospitality giant Whitbread has been given the seal of approval from Lead Local Flood Authority, LLFA, for Norfolk County Council. The LLFA said it had no objection, subject to conditions being attached to any consent if this application is approved, and the applicant is in agreement with the pre-commencement conditions. Whitbread, which owns Premier Inn, has recently submitted a number of revised plans in a bid to comply with the planning concerns. In the proposal, the Nelson Hotel in Norwich, opposite the railway station, is set to be demolished and rebuilt along with dozens of new homes and student accommodation.
It's time for James and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.